Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us on Center Stage, Nonprofits of Tucson. This is a really cool opportunity where we can talk about nonprofits in Tucson, people that are working in our community to try to help others, to encourage others, to build up our community. It's something that is just so special to me, and I'm so glad to have you listening in. And, you know, I want to start out, before I introduce my guest, start out by just saying Happy Veterans Day. If you're listening today and you have served, I just want to say a big thank you. That's a very big sacrifice that you have made, and that volunteering and that service is something that we cherish, and we are just so thankful for what you have done for this country. So thank you. And I'll go ahead and introduce my guest today. You may recognize her voice if you continue listening after my show, because we are co-hosts on the show right after this, the I Am Real Estate show. It's my mom, Sandra Johnson.
Hey, this is a new position for me.
Right? Normally, you guys are the ones that are kind of leading a little bit, and here I get to ask you lots of questions.
I'm ready.
Okay, so I want to start by saying, too, that since we're talking about Veterans Day, your dad, my grandpa, one of my favorite people in the entire world, was a veteran.
He was, yes. And I just think that is such a wonderful thing. And I appreciate his service, as well as my husband. So Raymond, who's also on the I Am Real Estate show, he served 22 years in the Air Force. So we appreciate his service as well.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up in a minute, but you beat me to it.
I wanted him to think it was my idea.
Okay. It's just a really cool opportunity. And, you know, we've talked about veterans, and my kids and I have talked about it. And the living veteran in our family right now being their papa, so Raymond. And we actually had an opportunity recently in Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts, where they were making some thank you cards for veterans, and they sat down and they were making them and were talking about why they're doing it and how they're trying to appreciate the service that someone, you know, these years that they've committed. And we talked about a lot of different aspects of it, and the memorials, and some of the difficulty of having served and being away from your family, or the families who have someone who's overseas serving, and just really how big of a thing that really is. And they sat down and they made their thank you cards. And Bethany, when she finished one of them, she wrote on the bottom, "This is to Papa."
Aww.
Because he's a veteran. So she wrote, "This is to Papa. I love you, and I'm giving you this because I love you and because you're a veteran." And it was really cute, but a really cool opportunity to talk about that and just to show our appreciation.
You know, your kids did last year as well, because Noah's classroom had invited him in to come and talk, and the kids sang to him at the end. It was so adorable.
Yeah. Very, very cool.
It was.
So, speaking of veterans and opportunities to thank them for service and just to be an encouragement, you've got some stuff coming up that you'd like to talk about to just give a little extra thank you to veterans. So, what have you got for us?
I do. So, those of you who know Raymond know that he is an avid golfer. And so, he has a bunch of buddies that golf together on Saturdays. And sometimes on Wednesdays, the retired guys golf on Wednesdays. And then Saturdays, they have quite a group that go out golfing together. And they have just kind of organically started like collecting school supplies during the summer. Or, you know, hey, bring a toy, you know, over the holidays, you know, bring in a toy. And it has turned into an official golf tournament. And so this is their third annual golf tournament. It's coming up on December the 8th, and it is at Star Pass. And so right now they have only about room for three more foursomes. So I think a lot of golf tournaments have a hard time filling those slots because people that don't golf put on the tournament. For these guys, they're all golfers. So filling up the tournament has been probably the easy part for them. So they have taken over the golf course and they only have room for about three more. They do still have some sponsorships available. But what's really cool about what they're doing is that they are supporting two veteran organizations with this golf tournament. And so one of them is called One Veteran Foundation. They supply service dogs for veterans that are suffering from PTSD. And so that's one that I think is really awesome. I have a client, a friend, who had a service dog due to his PTSD, and that dog was amazing and was such a blessing in his life. And so I love that they're doing that. If you want to learn more about the organization, you can read about them on their website. It's oneveteranfoundation.org. And, you know, a lot of the information on there, they do have the number for the Veterans Crisis Line. There are a lot of veterans who are dealing with PTSD, depression, and suicide is a real problem. And so I think that the organization really is helping a lot with what they're doing. The other organization is Honor Flight. So Honor Flight, one of the, one of the members of the golf tournament is with Honor Flight. And they are an organization that will fly veterans back to the war memorials. So World War II veterans, Vietnam veterans, and Korean War veterans. And so they are flown back and get to spend a couple days really being able to see the gratitude that this country has for the service that they've given. So another very cool thing. One of the other aspects of the golf tournament is that they are asking the golfers to bring in toys. And those toys that they're collecting are going to Operation Warm Heart, Casa de los Niños, and Toys for Tots. And I know these guys, you know, you think of these guys, a lot of them are former military. I'm telling you what, they have big hearts.
Yeah.
You know, they really do. And they are actively trying to support veterans and veteran organizations because they honestly really care a lot about the military community and the families that are affected by having, like you said, someone who may be deployed.
Yeah, and it's, you know, talking about these opportunities, they're going to come in and, you know, there are opportunities for sponsorship, like you had mentioned, mm-hmm. if someone would like to sponsor the golfers themselves, bringing in toys, that's a really cool opportunity, and having really just an opportunity to touch so many families at this one event.
Doing what you love. That's the other golfing, part of it, right? They are having fun. They're doing what they love to do. Tucson weather usually is fantastic. There are probably a lot of places in the country where you're probably not going to want to go out and golf in December, but we have been just really blessed with having beautiful weather here. And so, yeah, it's a great opportunity to get out and support veterans. And they're also still looking for some stuff for the goodie bags. So if you have a business and you want to promote your business, certainly reach out to us and we'll get that stuff. They need, now golfers are going to hate this number. They need somewhere around 160 items. So they actually have taken over, like I said, the golf course. And so the tournament itself, we're just really trying to keep it streamlined so that people are not waiting. They will be doing their appreciation lunch and awards ceremony at 1:30. So they're going to get everybody out there golfing on time and looking at about 160 items to go in those goodie bags. And then raffle items, if you have a business that you want to promote that way, they're absolutely accepting raffle items as well. So
what is the date for the golf tournament?
It is on Friday, December the 8th.
And if someone wants to sign up, you said there's still room for three more foursomes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they can email me at johnsonsmith@indie-realty.com. Or I'm going to give you a phone number you can call or text to reach out. It's 520-850-1725. But don't wait, because spots are going quick.
And if someone wants to sponsor or to give some items in the goodie bag, are you the best person to reach out to for that as well?
Yeah, I absolutely can help them. Our office is located across from Udall Park. So if someone wanted to drop items off, or like I say, reach out to me and we can arrange to pick them up. We appreciate any support.
And again, this is a really cool group of people who came together because of what they loved. They're all golfing buddies.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, that's what
they
tell me, that they're all out golfing on Saturdays. So it's really funny, because they're all, everybody always wants to tell the other wives how much money their husbands are making when they're out golfing, but no one admits that they win. So I don't know how that works, but nobody wants to admit that they win when they're out there.
Well, they've had a lot of fun, and they're putting something together because they all care so much about the community, and each of them being connected to some of these different groups that we mentioned, different nonprofits, being able to come together and work together with one event that there are six different nonprofits that are benefiting from this. Everything that's raised is going directly to those nonprofits. It is an amazing opportunity. And if mm-hmm. you do want to get signed up, make sure you do that. We will be right back in just a couple minutes on Center Stage, Nonprofits of Tucson. Welcome back to Center Stage. It is so great to have you here. We're talking about opportunities to get involved in Tucson. And, you know, we just talked about a group of guys who are all golf buddies who are connected to some different nonprofits and got together and decided to make a difference together by putting on a golf tournament that is going to benefit all of these different nonprofits. So, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that gets me really excited, that I really like, because when you have a group of people who care and want to make a difference, you don't have to go out and start your own thing. Sometimes it's just that one event or running a toy drive that's benefiting someone in town. And you just go to a group of people, a group of friends, or, you know, a group that you're part of, and say, hey, let's go do this and let's make a difference. And that is going to impact so many families. It's just incredible.
Yeah, there are a lot of businesses, too, that are putting out collection boxes. So they're making that part of their business model, is to support local charities. I do love the local part of that.
Yeah. As much as possible, the ones that are very local and are making a big difference right here in Tucson. I mean, there are so many people here that are doing that are mm-hmm. working directly with Tucson, building up and encouraging Tucson. And I think that is an amazing thing. So let's go ahead and kind of switch gears a little bit. We had talked about it being Veterans Day. And again, if you're just tuning in, happy Veterans Day, and thank you for your service for all of those who have served. We really appreciate the sacrifice that you have given for this country.
Yep.
So thank you. Also, we want to talk about another opportunity, another group who, again, is just part of so many different things that are happening, that it's a group of people who have come together who honestly just kind of like to have fun too. I mean, that's kind of what all of this is, having fun and using that platform to then benefit so many other nonprofits in Tucson. So can you go ahead and tell us a little bit about the Arizona Bowl?
Yes. Try stopping me, actually. I love the Arizona Bowl. Raymond and I got involved with the Arizona Bowl, I guess it's been 3 years ago now. And so our first year was a year that COVID happened and the bowl didn't happen. And so we loved it. It was a little disappointing at the end of the day that you didn't get to have that celebration. But what the Arizona Bowl does for the community of Tucson is phenomenal. And so, I mean, there are so many things that it's really hard to touch on all of them. But first of all, last year, our sponsor was, and is this year as well, was Barstool Sports. And they had, the Barstool Fund had given out $1.2 million to 26 Southern Arizona small businesses through the partnership that they have with the Arizona Bowl. So these were businesses that were affected by COVID. And just that was kind of an unexpected thing that was not part of what they agreed to when they came on board, but just something that they did for our community. So I definitely wanted to mention that. But our bowl is unique in that the Arizona Bowl is the only bowl that 100% of our net proceeds are going to charity. And so there are bowls out there that pay the teams better than we do, because that's where their money goes. But our money goes right back into the Tucson community. So not only is the bowl making a huge economic impact and supporting businesses that way, they're also giving back to charities. And there's a lot of ways that we do that outside of just the monetary donations that the bowl does. We have around 90 to 100 volunteers that make the Arizona Bowl happen. And so that volunteer group is called the Blue Blazers. We are working year-round, not necessarily related to the bowl, but doing activities and supporting local charities year-round. Some of the things that we have done are, most recently, we were at the Ronald McDonald House, cooking for families there.
And I'm going to say, if you listen to our show, we actually had, I had the Ronald McDonald House here just recently, and we talked about that whole red versus blue kitchen. and at the time, we didn't know who won.
We did. Yeah, nobody
However, now we know who won. So do you want to tell us who won?
That's right. My team won. I'm so proud of my team. Team Red. Yay. We won. You know what we did is we went for comfort food. So we did mac and cheese bar and hamburger and chicken sliders and some nice brownies for dessert. But we were all about comfort food. We wanted the meal to be like a big hug for the families and wanted to support the families and let them know that we were thinking of them.
I'm just going to jump out and say again, here's... just like I said before, a group of people having fun.
Yeah,
this
it was
big
a lot of
kitchen
fun.
Contest, and it's benefiting the families. Being able to put something together, have a lot of fun, and make a big impact on someone else's day is a really cool thing.
Yeah, so we brought a lot of energy and a lot of excitement to the Ronald McDonald House. So we had a group of people that were just out at the Fireman's Chili Cook-Off, and the Arizona Bowl helmet was out there. We have this giant inflatable helmet that we've taken around to the high schools for Friday Night Lights. So we've got volunteers out there supporting the local high school football teams. During the holidays, we do toy drives. We do food drives. We have the extra yard for teachers. I think we had 21 teachers this year that would receive $1,000 gift for their classroom, and just being able to recognize the teachers for the work that they're doing. I think that the $1,000 is just icing on the cake. It's the fact that someone nominated them. There was a selection process, and those teachers will then be honored. They'll be on the field during the Arizona Bowl game. And I think that's just a really cool thing. So one of the other things that we do with the Arizona Bowl is not only is it a football game, that's like part of what we do, but there's a big tailgate that goes on down at the U of A Mall, and there's the Ravolution Community Festival, where charities have an opportunity to come out, set up a table, and interact with the people that are attending the bowl game. It's a wonderful opportunity to give them exposure. But then during halftime, they have flags for each of the charities that is represented, and they're out on the field during halftime representing their charities. So what a great experience for someone to be on the field at a bowl game representing a charity organization. And again, 100% of the net proceeds from the Arizona Bowl are going to be given back to the charities in our community.
So we've talked about a lot of different aspects of this, but the Arizona Bowl, there is a football game. Like
there
you
is
said,
a
it's a very
game,
small
yeah.
part of this, but there is a football game. When is the football game?
December 30th.
And how would someone get tickets to the football game?
Oh, that is such a beautiful question you just asked me. There's a couple of options. So if you go to the arizonabowl.com/Sandra, you can order tickets there. You also, if there are any businesses out there that would like to offer tickets to their employees or do giveaways, with an order of 15 tickets, they can get discounted tickets. And there are two different levels of seats. So you can get a $20 or $40 is the discounted price. And that comes with purchasing the 15 tickets. And you can email me at johnsonsmith@indie-realty.com or shoot me a text or give me a call at 520-850-1725 with your contact information, and I'll reach back out to you. But really what the Arizona Bowl needs is for the community to support them in the same way that they're supporting the community. And the best thing that we can do is get people sitting in those seats watching the game. And there are events going on all week long at the Arizona Bowl. So if you're attending any of those events, all of that helps to support the bowl. But you know, when you look at sponsorships and generating funds, having the stadium full is just a wonderful way for the community to embrace what we're doing. It gives us a lot of value to offer our sponsors, and it's a lot of fun. At the end of the day, it is a lot of fun. We had such a great matchup last year. It was down to the wire. It was really, truly one of the best matchups. We have a wonderful player experience. Tucson is showcased in such a wonderful way that, you know, people, even the coaches' wives, come to Tucson. I will tell you that not all the coaches' wives want to go to all the bowl games, but they're staying in beautiful hotels and just getting, we treat them very well. And they leave loving Tucson.
That is so cool. And, you know, Tucson being such a great place, it's awesome for us to be able to show up and to show that to other people that are coming here and experiencing Tucson. And, you know, what I really like about thinking about the full stadium is that most of that money that is being generated by the tickets, you know, there's some cost involved, but the net proceeds, those are going to charities. Mm-hmm. So that ticket, it's not just a wasted ticket. It's not wasted money. It's going to these different charities, and it's really going to make a difference. You are listening to Center Stage Tucson. We are talking about nonprofits in Tucson, and it is so much fun to be able to do that. Thank you, Sandra, for being here for this.
You're welcome.
You will hear more from both me and Sandra in just a few minutes. And I do want to let you know, if you don't know what Die November is yet, make sure you stick around because we're going to talk about it a little bit on the I Am Real Estate show. And if you have any questions, if you'd like to hear more about this, you can always reach out to me at Center Stage Tucson on Facebook or Instagram, and centerstagetucson@gmail.com. Also, we do have lots more Die November starter kits. So if you want one, come see me at Indie Realty, 7255 East Tankaverde Road. And just give me a call. Let me know you're coming. 520-373-6864. That was a lot of information and a lot of numbers.
It was.
But if you keep listening, I will give my phone number again in the I Am Real Estate show. So give me a call. I got what you need.